This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. You're tuned in to CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. It's the last day of the trading week. We are starting a new series and it is a strong handover that we are getting from the US markets. It was a strong rebound on Wall Street. Dow was up 1.8%, S&P 500 up 2.5%, and Nasdaq was up 3% on the back of good set of numbers. However, Nasdaq futures are down 1.5% because we did get numbers coming in from Apple and Amazon post-market hours, and that is the reason. While Amazon is down 10% in aftermarket hours trade and Apple is down 3%. On the macro front, we also got the US quarter one GDP data, and surprisingly, it was a decline of 1.4% versus an estimate of 1% growth. On the back of this, we also saw some movement in the dollar index with spike to 103.5. That is on the back of growth scare in the US and Chinese economy. Additionally, we also saw Brent spiking to that $107 per barrel. This was in comparison to yesterday's level of $103 per barrel. This on the back of the fact that Germany may join other European Union member states in an embargo on Russian oil, which could impact the already stressed crude oil market. There could be more supply concerns coming in. About our own markets, we are starting a fresh series, and Indian markets, they gained 1.2% on April expiry series day, and FIIs yesterday turned buyers in cash for the first time since 5th of April. FIIs net bought 743 crore rupees in cash, and DIIs, they net bought 781 crore rupees in cash. And it is an earnings heavy day. We have earnings coming in from Maruti Suzuki, Ultratech Cement, Wipro and IndusInd Bank. So all these stocks will be in focus as well. SGX Nifty for now is indicating a positive start for our Indian markets. Thanks a lot for tuning into the Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.